It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 422.
Happy Monday, guys. What's happening?
I'm feeling pumped. 10X! 10X!
Grant Cardone. We've been to the National Achievers Congress. That's where people who achieve go, because that's what achievers do.
Our mate Jules Lund is emceeing the event at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing about Jules Lund. He's super generous. Mm-hmm. Like he's given me tickets to so many things. And so I got a lift in with him this morning. He's you know, emceeing. He's a big deal there outside of the people that are superstars at this event. Gary Vaynerchuk's there, Grant Cardone, a bunch of other entrepreneurs, Kerwin Ray. Anyway, he said to me, oh, I'll be at yours at 7:30 a.m. to pick you up.
Great.
And I was like, sweet. And then he's, you know, do you want a coffee? He messaged me. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. So he sent me a
– He looks after baby, doesn't he?
Oh, he's so generous. Except for the one time where he fucked up big time. And I reminded him last night, because this is where we're having the text exchange last night, just organising, you know, the ins and outs.
Organised August.
And I said to him, I'll be waiting downstairs. Which I always am. I go, Jules is a guy who's busy. I'm a person who's on time. Yeah. And I like to, you know.
You're so generous in that way, just waiting downstairs.
Just so generous. So generous. I tell you what, I was fucking really generous once. Jules and I were going on 6 a.m. flight Melbourne to Sydney. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me and he said, oh, look, fuck, can you wait? I'll pick you up about 3:30, 3:40. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, fucking real early. I got downstairs, what time? Exactly the time that he told me. Mm. When did he come? An hour later. He made me wait downstairs and I was just fucking.
Was he expecting you to be that late that he?
No. He fucked up. Okay. He accidentally said, he's probably told me the time he was waking up to then have a shower and get himself fresh. Mm-hmm. But he told me, so I was downstairs. And I reminded him. I said, remember that time you told me to wait downstairs an hour earlier than I was supposed to?
Fuck. Which is sort of when someone's doing something nice for you, do you tell you to fuck off?
He said, my God, really? I completely forgot.
Oh, geez, that's
I said, yeah, it still haunts me, but the VIP tickets help, which is what we had today. When he arrived, though, I just got a text message and I looked at it and I sent you this exact same thing. So open up your phone.
I'm confused because you sent me a grey bubble.
I just sent you a grey bubble. And I got in the car this morning. I said, Jules, did you just send me a text with nothing in it? He said, yeah. He said, mate, if you're having a fight with somebody, it's the smoking gun. Because if you're, and he's like, picture this, you're having a fight with your missus and you're going back and forth, just pissed off at each other. He said, send them some blank bubbles. And then their mind just starts racing.
How often is he fighting?
He actually made a point of saying, I haven't done in 10 years. I haven't fought with my wife in 10 years or something like that. But sending people blank messages because they're like, what did he say? What was he meant to say? Did he try and then
would you ever do this, Nathan?
That's great.
But then they write back to you and say, what do you mean? There's nothing in that.
Do it
and
again.
You leave it. Because then they're just like, what the fuck did he say?
That's very confusing.
He's meant to say something. Yeah.
Well, I arrived at the convention centre with Pete Shepherd.
Yeah.
We went on a walk this morning. 97s, you will like this. We got a coffee. One thing that I loved about the coffee experience, they had an iPad, like the iPad that you'd normally see at a cash register, but it's like do it yourself.
Oh, great.
So you can put in the details so you don't have to talk to anyone.
What kind of a?
Like a place that does good almond milk.
Oh, so it could have been a place that also does bubble teas.
No.
I could imagine just like, I've been to an Asian restaurant. It was like a sushi and literally just order off the, you don't have to talk to anyone.
Yeah. Blage is asking for our PayPal email. We might have to set that up. That's a surprise coming soon. But the exciting thing was that Pete and I were sitting down waiting for Tommy. Mm. Pete decided just to wait with me, even though he wasn't going to the event. And we had someone come up to us and say, oh, Pete, Josh, I love your podcasts.
That's nice. I just fucking
what do you think about that?
Been spotted.
That's great. That's cute.
Oh, and then your little mate.
Yeah.
The guy you went to school with. Josh, I just see Josh in his messages when we're at this conference and it's a photo of us from behind. I couldn't quite get it. I was like, is that us?
I thought it was the same guy, but it wasn't. It was your mate.
Yeah, Arun. Yeah.
who saw us at the event and took a photo and said, is that Josh?
Yeah.
To some rando. Is that your buddy?
Yeah, that's my mate. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do you say anything else?
You just send a video.
No, he literally sent a photo and he's like, is that Josh? Because you were behind Jules. Well, Jules was blocking you in the photo.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah,
that's
anyway.
Good. but Grant Cardone, is that his name?
Yeah, he's the guy that basically spearheaded the 10X. When people say 10X, let's 10X your business.
Had you heard of him? Because I've heard of 10X heaps.
I've been following Grant Cardone for a while. Okay. I don't know.
He's a bit too fancy pants for me, too filling up your private jet. Yeah, type of vibe.
He's a guy that has 10X written on the bottom of his jet and he just travels around the world. Like it's what I take from it is his main thing is 10X. 10X is thinking. Mm-hmm. What do you want this to be? What do we want this podcast to be? What do you want your relationships to be? How do you 10X it? And he's the bull at the, you know, at the fucking the guy, you know, holding out the red bloody.
And he's the bull as well.
And he's the bull. But he You He's can, both. I quite like it. I got revved up. As much as I thought it was silly and there was some, it was funny. He's funny. Mm. We're a kind
Do you
of,
think he's trying to be funny?
I think people are kind of, I think he's trying to be funny. I think he gets that people laugh at him because he's outrageous, but he's also the guy that's got the jet. So he kind of doesn't give a shit.
And he's the type of guy who can say, you know, you got to fly down to Sydney. Like he can say, have no idea about geography and it's okay because he's a billionaire.
He's pulling out cash and he's just talking about how it's trash. And one of his quotes was one of the funniest quotes. And we just kept on writing stuff. Like I wrote a few things down. Marketing is senior to sales. And then one of his quotes was, I've got books that have helped me that I haven't even read yet.
Which I can relate to. That's my whole...
You don't read the books you buy.
Yeah, no. But as to his point, it's just inspiring. I liked the guy, the Amazon dude before Grant.
Adam, the Aussie guy from the Gold Coast who teaches people how to create Amazon stores. 50% of America's shopping
e-com
is through Amazon.
That's crazy.
It's phenomenal. I mean, the hard thing is, I mean, they want it. So if you're planning, like they have the data to do it all themselves, which is why they create their own labeled Amazon products, and they could just take over the world in 1 second. If they know how much people are making from every product on their site. Mm. It's the information they have.
What's the most amount of money you've made online, 97s?
I mean, across a period of time, it would have been like almost 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, you had Minecraft. A server. Yeah, Tell us how that came about. And how old were you?
I think it was year 8, year 9.
Yeah. Year 8, year 9.
So it was last year or the year before?
Yeah. I wasn't old enough to have a PayPal account, but I was still funneling funds through PayPal.
And what did you set up your own, like one that had mum's name on it or something?
I mean, you just he's still using his mum's account, I believe.
No, you don't have to verify your ID, so you can just go until they actually pick you up on it and then
really
your
in funds, PayPal.
Yeah, and then you get detention. Get locked. Yeah, yeah.
Detention, baby.
I'm sure that you need to be if you want to pull out any money into a bank account, then you have to verify. But you were just using the PayPal money as credit, were you?
Yeah, yeah.
As like a balance so you could buy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
How? I mean, I hope Bodhi is like that. Like year 8 making cash online. It'll be different.
So what were the transactions? What were people paying you?
I mean, they were like donations or whatever to the server, but you got in-game items. So like you'd get like kits and special swords and equipment and stuff.
So would you make the swords?
No. They're all there.
Why are they paying you for them?
Because it's easier to get them and they give you an advantage over everyone else. Okay. Otherwise, you have to put in like hours and hours of work.
And so how did you have this idea to create this at year 8?
There are heaps of them and I played on heaps of them, but there was no Australian one.
He sees the gap in the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, literally.
He sees the need. This is all what Grant was teaching. Yeah,
absolutely.
10X, 10X.
Cash is trash. No, I was reflecting on when the Amazon guy was talking, which I loved There was a point where he referred to people as dumb fucks. People are dumb fucks. It's just like
people paid $800 to sit in the front row to get called a dumb fuck.
So worth good. Every cent.
So
but,
good.
But they it was got me thinking about Amazon because I sold. It must have been like I would have made like $2,500 on Fitbits.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You're doing
and that was like affiliate.
Affiliate links.
And so before Fitbit came to Australia, I had Melbourne Geek, my website, and I would write articles about Fitbits. I'd bought one from Amazon and then I'd write reviews and then I'd link to buy a Fitbit. So if you typed in buy Fitbit and you're in Australia on Google, my articles would appear number one and you'd click through and then it won't show up anymore, 90 says. But you could do a looking at the cache at the internet archives, I'm sure it would be there. But yeah, you'd be able to see all the my content and click through and buy.
Yeah. I mean, one of the confusing things that someone like Grant talks about is the programming that we've all had growing up and the people that are around us and the people that talk to us about money. And he was very much saying take stock of the people that talk to you about success and failure and money and what's their experience to it. So the person that says money doesn't buy you happiness, I mean, he used that as an example. But the person usually saying money doesn't buy you happiness is probably not someone with a shitload of cash.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is. Jeff
Jowett. Well, he was sort of saying those people had quit on that dream.
Yeah, it's very hyperbolic and all of these examples because you have someone like Jeff Jowett on the show that had all this money, extremely unhappy.
Well, he said he was talking to a hairdresser
In the front row.
Yeah, he was saying
he probably paid $900. Probably paid a grand to be there.
And he says, you know, how do you think she's going to get a private jet being a hairdresser? What do you think, guys? And then he's like, she can't.
The hard reality, you're not going to buy a jet and you're not going to become uber wealthy.
We can't. I mean, to be honest, I don't have interest in a private jet.
No, he rents it. He said that.
Yeah.
So he's like the rich have been leasing things for years because he doesn't invest in things that don't generate cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
So he invests in himself, he invests in his business, and then he invests in things, purchases that have a cash flow reward. So they're the only thing. So it's like property.
What sort of rich person do you reckon you'd be in 97 if you had a bunch of cash?
Obnoxious blonde head little prick.
I'm describing him now. What about
No, I reckon like maybe like 12 months ago I would have been interested in like a fancy car and all that sort of stuff. But now,
man, you don't have your license.
Really? No, you would have been a fancy car. Well,
just look at it.
I wanted like Teslas and
really.
Yeah.
I drove him.
Jaguars and stuff.
I drove him the other day in my car and he said, oh man, I'm thinking about getting an i30 when I get a car.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Eventually.
I can imagine you in an i30.
And so you would have had a nice car.
Yeah, but I have no idea now. Like, I mean, just maybe a few houses. That's about it.
A few houses?
Yeah. One overseas and then one in Australia. A penthouse.
Do you want a big house?
A big house. Oh. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be massive, but just enough where I can have all my things.
Your stuff. What are you buying?
Like I can have like a gym in there. You I can currently have a sauna live in there. Europe, I can sauna. Have a pool in there. Yeah. Like all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Because currently you live in a cupboard at your parents' house, isn't it?
I was just thinking, we could get a sauna for the garage. One of those infrared saunas. Yeah, wanted to buy one, didn't you?
We could get a second camera for the show. Yeah.
No, what I liked about, the holiday house thing in my mind is, remember growing up, I don't know if this was the same for you, Mason, but when Josh and I were growing up, it was the holiday, like if you had a holiday house,
Fancy.
Like it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
If you had double story joint.
Oh yeah.
Pretty
double,
cool.
Double story. I remember mum telling me like she hated double story. I always just question that rationale.
Yeah, question the people that hate double stories. Yeah, it's usually the ones that didn't have a double story.
And also on that, the mum was always like, I wouldn't want a bigger house. You have to clean it.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but there, I did resonate with the stuff around that conditioning growing up here in Australia And
what would your parents say? We had your mum on the show on the weekend. What were some of the thoughts that you got taught from your parents?
One that I do now is turn the heater off. Like growing up, I just remember, like my brother was telling me that he had his ducted heating on for a month. Mm-hmm. The bill for just the gas alone was $800 or something more than $800, right? Lot, yeah. And I just remember dad always turning off the fucking heater and put a jumper on. That was one of the things around. Like, and I didn't, you don't get it then because you don't pay the bills. Yeah.
There is something enjoyable about being in a t-shirt and shorts.
Mate, it's when we walk into this fucking office. Yeah. Do you know how much we pay?
We already have a sauna in here.
Do you know how much we pay, Mason?
Yeah, it's a fair bit.
If we were to do what you have pushed the bill out to this month, it's over $3,000 a year on a power bill.
Is it really?
It will be.
You really are the dad of the office, aren't you?
But I pay the bills too. It's
you do look after that.
Yeah, I'm the CTO. But I...
No, that's Chief
CFO.
You're definitely not the CTO.
You're the CTO. I'm the CFO.
Well,
now you're
just making up titles.
Well, you're more of the technical officer.
Yeah. Do you think I'm CEO? Would you say I'm CEO?
No, I'm not CEO.
But you're CFO. And what am I?
CTO. Chief Technical Officer.
Fuck off. The CTO is always the... I mean, he's the Wozniak to the Steve Jobs. So you're saying you're Steve Jobs.
Now, we're both directors. That's why we're not taking the CEO role. Mm.
And we clearly don't have any ego about it, so we should be co-CEO. Co-CEO is such a thing when the babies can't work out who's going to. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, for me, what I've sold online, it's candles through Amy's business and also the O-Bike fishing t-shirts.
How did the candle stuff, you were always, there was a level of frustration in regards to completely understanding the numbers, right? Because it was going into the same account.
No. I think it because for anyone starting a little side business and you're dropping some cash in to buy some wax to then buy some, you know, perfumes to put in them or whatever it is, the scents, and then you're buying wicks and boxes, and then it's like this.
It's a candle business.
When do you truly know the profit per item?
Yeah.
When you're giving them away, when you're handing out free ones and shit, you never truly know at what point, unless you've done the math and spreadsheet everything, how do you know what you've really made on them?
Well, that's why you have to, like, you need to be pedantic about it, right? Yeah. You need to be like, okay, this is specifically for this. You almost need to, anytime you give one out, it's like, okay, why am I giving it out? Is this marketing expense?
Yeah.
How much am I allocating to marketing? Am I allocating $500 a year to marketing? Okay, well, that's cost price of a candle is, you know, it might be $10 or whatever the fuck it is. And so then you're like, okay, well, I can give out 50 candles as a media send out, but then you have to consider things like fucking shipping.
Yeah. That Amazon guy was talking about these things as these businesses where you can be making 50 grand a month or whatever it is.
What was his name again? Can you look it up? I think it's Adam, someone from
Adam Amazon. Just write Adam Amazon Gold Coast.
What was the event
Gold Coast? Success Congress.
Adam Hudson.
He was just saying that these things have to be started before you can start it while you're doing something else, while you have a job.
Yeah.
Because
you're not going to make any money at the beginning.
If you're relying on that, right? Mm-hmm. And then Cardone says marketing over sales, you know, having your name out there. And that was Amy's brand. I did a great video where I was talking about, you know, my wife having this candle business.
You got business cards made, my wife's candles.
And then we had a bunch of sales off the back of that video I made, like literally from that. So it's really cool. You see the sort of the fun in it.
I love it. Like Brie works at Hey Tiger and she's got the Shopify app.
Oh, yeah.
So every single time they make a sale, cha-ching.
Yeah, cha-ching. It's legit a cha-ching.
It's fucking great.
I heard her walking around the office, yeah. Cha-ching. Yeah.
Advertising on Shameless that fucking day, cha-ching. How cool is that? How cool to connect it like that? Like you do something, it's like I'm going to fiddle some stuff. They did a collaboration with Tofu, the dog.
Oh, yeah.
With Dylan. In Collingwood, and it's amazing. You do this thing, and then all of a sudden, you have people buying.
Put a dog to anything. We could put Mason to something.
Do we need a dog?
We've got one.
Well, Shameless were talking about it this morning as well. They were saying, if you think about it, like 10 years ago, it was all about cats. online.
Yeah.
Everyone, Grumpy Cat. He's dead.
Really?
Yeah. Grumpy Cat died.
Well, but don't you think that there was a big push of like, I'm a cat person, whereas now I'm way more likely to follow a dog on Instagram than I am a cat.
Oh, I'm pushing it to follow either. I mean, I'm over it, to be honest, except for Sam Mac's cat. That cat is fucking a
What do you
weapon.
Think, Mace? Are you, 97, are you more inclined to follow a cat or a dog?
Dog.
Okay. Do you follow any dogs?
My gorgeous.
That was pretty accurate. That was a good one.
That was very good.
No, I actually don't follow any dogs.
Okay. No. You don't?
No.
My gorgeous.
But we're going to sell the first ever thing on the dailytalkshow.com.
We are. The hoodies that you're seeing us in right now.
We weren't planning on doing it, right? And so we had our friend do the screen printing. He does Primo stuff. They're on A&S Colour. So Envato, whenever they got t-shirts, I used to have like 30 t-shirts from Envato.
Did you fucking rack those? Did you steal those?
Yeah, well, yeah. It was a bit like that. But because I was travelling for fucking 3 months around the world, did 90 days. It was like I needed fresh ones, so I just got like piles of them. What was that face?
That was you're a gross prick who's fucking
taking too many. So I had heaps of the Envato t-shirts, but A&S Colour tees are great.
Yeah.
Hoodies, the A&S Colour hoodies are just really premium.
Oh, I'm rocking a medium right now. This really hugs that pectoral area.
And so this is large. I mean? I'm wearing large, which gives you, it's the perfect thing when you're feeling a bit down on yourself.
What, to be in a large?
Yeah, like this is the perfect size. I can fluctuate 5 kg either side.
You don't want to be fluctuating 5 kg.
What about if it was under? Fluctuating isn't going under 5 kg from what I am now.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it means you're going to go back if you're fluctuating.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
You're going to go back.
You're in flux.
5 kg the other way.
You go.
No, but just imagine I'm fucking 5 kg.
You don't go bogged down.
I'm saying that I've gone up.
He's on the
downward. I'm 5 kg on my top end right now, and so I'm about to strip back down to 10 kg potentially, because I'll go 5 to where my weight should be, and I might get a bit gaunt.
You need a medium in that case, and you can get one for $60.
You think that I'll need a medium if I lose 10 kg?
No, I think you'll need fucking skins. It's just a girdle.
Maybe we can eventually. So anyway.
Well, we can sell skins.
No, we could do, is it called Knicks? What's the things called that you wear when you, I got them from Rafa.
Did I?
They're like the skin type things that you wear, but when you're cycling. Knicks, N-I-K-S.
Don't know, mate.
Anyway, so this is the deal. thedailytalkshow.com/hoodies.
H-O-O-D-I. E S.
Correct.
I was actually just checking that that's how you wanted to spell it.
Hoodies. How else would you spell it?
I don't know.
You actually commonly don't do IES for things and just do apostrophe S or YS.
I don't really give a shit. That's why I wanted to make sure that I could make spell my way to the right domain. And thankfully I can.
So what size are you wearing, 97?
Medium.
I took a photo of you. It's a really nice photo. So anyway, the great thing, the reason I'll just quickly sell why I think these hoodies are great and why I'm pumped to wear them every day, they're screen printing, super high quality. When I was a kid and I had a band called Jake and the Fat Man with my brother, I remember just having an absolute tantrum based on wanting screen printing. And Dad was like, no, it's too expensive because I wanted mine to say the Fat Man and Jake's was just saying Jake. But they were trying to explain to me that that was two different fucking setup costs because of the screen print. It's fucking great. So how much do they cost? They're $60 Australian.
Yeah, and that's in Australia, and that's delivery included here in Australia. International, they are $60 plus shipping, which will be added onto that. So,
but the great thing is that if you're outside Australia, you're getting paid in some other currency. The Australian dollar is a bit fucked at the moment. So if you're in the US, you're basically getting it for free if you buy it.
Oh, shit.
So,
anyway, this is covering the cost because these are high-end hoodies, and we're not. We talked about doing merch and shit, and was like, we don't want to do something that's low quality.
Yeah. Because so this is our first proper crack at it.
Yeah, this is our first proper crack.
The premium, and we'll slowly, as we, if we get a product that we're like, we're wearing all the time and we love them, we will add them to the merch thing. But we, the way that we've got to do it based on numbers is we are going to basically lock it off at the end. I reckon, what's today's date? Today's the 12th.
Yeah, end of August. Do we say the
20th?
Yeah, I reckon.
The thing is,
before my birthday.
Yeah.
Before Dill goes.
My point is that if you're listening, I would want my hoodie now, right? It's in, especially if you're in Australia, this is like peak fucking hoodie time.
Oh, mate, if you want it, you need to get it in now.
Well, so I think that's what we do. Why don't we, for this round, make it that you need to put the order in this week?
Yeah.
So then we can get them done next week and have them fulfilled by the 22nd of August. So by the 22nd of August, we can send them out and it means you get them and it's perfect for fucking spring weather. Like that's
You have them before the end of August.
Yeah, perfect.
I think that's much achievable.
So thedailytalkshow.com, we've put it on the homepage as well. So you can click on and click through the hoodie section. I think it's a good way to fucking, it's great branding. You had people come up to you, didn't you?
Or I had a couple of people mention on the weekend. I think people are just, you see their eyes look at the look at the words.
What about you, 97s?
Yeah, I was wearing it to the gym, just like walking in and just the people at reception were just staring at it. But
yeah, great. Well, even Jules Lund doing a presentation to a few thousand people, he said, this is Fifi and Jules days. This is when I was, doing digital. Josh Jansen actually hosts me. With this, he's from the Daily Talk Show. Oh, he's wearing it on his top.
Yeah, you might have heard it.
So that that had some cut.
Arun. Shout out to Arun.
Thank you, Arun. Anyway.
3D Deal is in Sydney.
Sidani.
He's met with...
Do you understand that reference?
No.
I don't either.
Sidani.
I don't...
I got no idea.
I don't get it.
I believe it was when the Olympics were announced in Sydney. And I think the person who was announcing it had an accent.
Sidani.
And they said, Sidani. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
If you remember, hi at thedailytalkshow.com.
Anyway, I mean, on Dill, he calls the street here in Melbourne, Bourke Street, Bourke. It's B-O-U-R-K-E. So it's, I get what he's saying.
And I corrected him, but he doesn't want to take a... That was literally talking about like when you correct someone they don't understand.
Who have
you 97 and I were on a shoot the other day. And so sometimes I'll ask questions, but I'll be behind the camera. So I'll get them to look at the other person, right? Like so I'll have someone sitting next to the camera and I just say, just look at them, ignore me. And I ask the person three times. But for whatever reason, was I doing a bad job of explaining what I wanted?
No. Well, you were, because you didn't want to say the exact same thing each time. So you were slightly rewording it, but every time it was clear. Like it was just
looking. So he said, can you make sure you're just looking over here?
Yeah.
Would you mind just ignoring me? Yeah. So maybe that's the problem. Like, because I do it right and I'm literally hiding behind the camera so that I can't.
Well, so I wasn't making eye contact.
Yeah. So if they see your eyes, they'll look at them, right? Yeah. They dart to it. And so I end up sort of hiding behind the screen of the camera because I'm like, yeah, and just don't look towards me, please.
But the problem was I was standing up, so I couldn't. I made the mistake the other day. I was on a shoot and I went on my knees and the interview went for like 45 minutes.
I nearly
like fucking dislocated something. It was bad, wasn't
it? Is that normal
to be really sore after? Like I was worried.
You were standing up and then you went down onto your knees because you got tired.
Why
of standing.
Are you asking me about whether that's the case?
About being on your knees. I don't know. What are you implying?
I can imagine it.
I mean, you are the one in the business.
No, I tell you what, right. I mean, I get on my knees when I go to the playground with Bodie. We got to get like going through the tunnels and shit. Dude. Dude,
it hurts, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not conditioned for this shit. I don't know. Bodie's just boom. I'm trying to go through these tunnels at Macca's, like, and it's so painful.
Banging your knees on everything, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it funny how, like,
just old.
Talking about knees, so 3D Dill, he's not running at the moment because of his knees. But he did, you asked him to do some Instagram stories, classic Still, he posted them on his personal one, not at the Daily Talk Show.
I thought, was I not clear?
Building his own brand.
Dill, well, I probably wasn't clear, mate. We wanted them on the Daily Talk Show so we could see them, so the people could see them.
But anyway, so Dill is currently with Trev, and I've seen some photos. It looks like the weather looks beautiful in Sydney.
We've never met Trev. At least now one of us has met Trev in the flesh.
Also, 3D Dill was invited by Ian and his family to go to a barbecue.
We'll get all the updates on Wednesday. He's coming back tomorrow night, so he's got a full day by himself in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's
wonder what he's going to do. I feel like he's done something shady already. He was having a beer in the morning.
Oh, no,
he was in the lounge.
Yeah, he was in the lounge.
Yeah, he was having a drink.
Having
a
beer.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
son. I mean, you're in the lounge. Nothing. I guess you got to take
advantage. Would you have a beer in the lounge?
No, I don't drink. But
yeah, but if you drink, why not? Yeah. It's a big thing. So as soon as you get to the airport, doesn't matter what time it is, beer o'clock is now. Mm. That's what, I mean, going to Bali, like you just, it's airport bars. Anytime you just see people just fucking.
I see the fuck. The alcohol thing is so weird.
What makes you feel good? You get on the flight feeling nice and a little bubbly.
Oh. I just can't. Like, I've got to be so careful. I see myself, like, had a glass of red wine on Saturday.
Oh, last week you said you weren't
stopping.
You
yeah. Well, it's just not. No, I was stopping weekday.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I see.
But how do I go?
I don't drink fucking midweek. That's what I used to say. And then I just go so hard on Saturday.
Well, I was actually good. I literally had one.
That's fine. That's fine.
I can't, like, I was watching The Big Hack or whatever that you were recommending.
Yeah.
The Great Hack.
Yeah,
the
closing the loop, 5,000 data points on individuals.
Was it 5,000?
5,000.
I was looking at it. I wasn't sure about the article, but it said 52,000.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane.
It definitely wasn't 1,000.
It's a fuckload of data points.
Yeah.
It's a fuckload. I said 1,000.
It's not a good Saturday night fucking doco.
Why?
It just doesn't have the vibe of a good documentary on a Saturday night.
All right, mate.
Don't you agree?
But did you want more action? Was it too, like, informative or what?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just too.
A bit slow.
Anything on Snowden, anything on conspiracies, I just don't need that negativity on a Saturday.
I think it's a well-made documentary. Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to announce September? So we had organised August.
It's not happening.
Oh, you're not doing it.
No. Sextember.
Sextember. He's going to have sex every single day. And Amy's going to be involved. Have you brought it to Amy?
It was her idea.
Oh, good. Here we go.
No, she's actually been throwing out a few, you know, months and, you know, Sextember, organise August, like this, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Like
anal August.
Right, mate. But I think it is
Orifice
from
October. No, so so it's going to happen September.
No, I mean, it could be salty September. Just get dark on everyone.
No, I like Sextember.
I think it'd be hard.
Why? Just like that's
do it
what
every
Grant,
single day for 30 days.
Yeah, that's fine. Grant was saying, what's his last name? Cardone.
Yeah,
he was saying, like, if you're a parent and you're using your kids as an excuse, like.
There is truth to it though, like, as you say, we're not connecting as much, and I actually believe that, because what it means is that your relationship requires more effort than it did before. It's different, and so it can't be the same. It has to change. If things change, a child comes into this world, it will rattle something, and there has to be a new version.
Is there a way of, like, creating a habit for Bodhi to do, like, okay, we've got the 6-minute song that he listens to?
Don't need that long.
Six-minute gives you everything that you need.
Well, a lot of rap songs are only 2:45. I'll be having that. No.
Surely you could be like, is
YouTube
it time
for pre-roll? Just
God, like, here's hot potato or whatever.
Easily give him a little iPad to run off with.
Yeah.
While mummy and daddy have a bit of fun. It's
I mean, is that a thing? I mean, what's the what is the
we've
strategy
been,
of
we've
having
been having
a kid?
Sex before and
stop bragging.
I'm coming and I'm Bodhi.
Yeah, you don't want to ejaculate while your kid's in the room.
Making eye contact.
Yeah, absolutely not. Definitely not. Like, I know, like, having my mum or, like, a family member calling you is just
while you're
not
wanking.
What you want. While you're wanking. Yeah. You don't want that, do you?
You're looking at your phone and your mum calls.
Yeah, FaceTime, bit of FaceTime.
Jeez. No, but Bodhi's walked in while we're having, and like, so we're just in the bed.
And what does he? What does he? He points.
No, he just, no. We're not. There's not. There's covers on us, but obviously it's still mid action, and you just got to kind of hold.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart has a funny bit. You would have seen it live.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's talking about how you can still keep it going when the kid walks in. You, hey, get out of here! It's so funny when he does it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's so true. I mean, this is what you're up against. We're moving to a bigger house, so I think it's going to be, it'll be much
more room.
More room.
That's what you need.
It's going to be a jacuzzi.
Yeah. I'm excited about
joint. Yeah, if we get this joint, Mason, you can come over.
Do you know what I did on the weekend? I said, hey, Google, play Sexual Healing, the song. It comes on. It's actually, I wonder how many people during, actually was hearing someone even talk about it around changing songs during intercourse.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you got the smart speakers and all that sort of thing, you start saying, oh, net, like, hey, Google, next.
Oh, next, like, song. You're not up for this song. Yeah, I guess this song can, I mean, John Legend's lovely just to have that on.
Yeah.
A little glass of wine, you know.
No, I get it.
A few Pringles.
Well, you can actually do, you could even set up shortcuts or whatever it's called, like routines.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, Google, let's fuck. And, and it could, like, yeah, and it would do like, it would change all the lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would like change all the lights.
You're on it, let's do it. Right.
You can install like a smart lock on the door and it just
automatically
locks it. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that I can shut a lot of things out, but nothing, yeah, like anytime I've got an audio book on Breeze, I just turn the audio book off. Because it's like some sort of like self-help, you know, sort of like.
It's so weird.
Yeah, especially it's like, yeah, so Stephen Fry talking or whatever. Just like, which I get, which is easier with the Google Home.
Anyway, we're actually going to go back to this conference for the evening session with Gary Vee, which is pretty fucking cool. The hoodies, they're on sale, $60 here in Australia. That includes postage. International, there will be postage added on to the $60. So you'll work that out when you're at the checkout.
If you're the first 10 people, I'm going to throw something else into the bag. I won't say what it is, but if it's the first 10 people.
Yeah, and it may be someone else's merch because we're getting sent a bit of merch by other people.
Yeah, just, yeah, definitely. Actually, I watched, I won't get into it, 60 Minutes. Did you watch 60 Minutes?
Nah, oh, no, that's not worth fucking bringing up, mate. Jeez. Pick your timing. Happened? Pick your timing. It's about as good as you with your audio book during intercourse.
Have you ever, no podcast? I wonder how many people have had sex
during our podcast.
During our podcast.
Maybe.
What do you reckon the chances?
If you have a safe space, we won't mention your name.
Yeah.
Send us an email. Tell us how it went. Perform better? I don't know. Probably not.
It is crazy, isn't it? Or what's a crazy thing that's happened during listening to our podcast?
Have you seen something, car accident or, you know,
have you been
dark?
In
dark? You've been driving? I mean, yeah, these are all a bit dark. I mean,
well,
this is where
you go. What's a non-dark one?
You've got some You've got some amazing news. It's been, you've got a surprise of your lifetime.
Yeah. Your Uber Eats orders arrived.
And they didn't steal a chip. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Right.
Talking chips, I've got something to bring up later. Come on, I know, mate. As soon as you said that, you knew what you did.
I know what I fucking did. You trigger this guy and he'll take us on a tangent. I've got to go to this event, to be honest.
Right.
I'm getting calls from my brother.
Show. Time to stand, it says on the Apple Watch. Organized August is happening. I've got my G-Shock watch. Getting sorted for warranty.
Oh, you put it in?
No. I've got it in the to-do list to do. So I need to work out
the process. This month is about compiling to-do lists.
And what are you doing how's your meditation? All good?
Good. I meditated on Saturday, Sunday, and today.
Oh, very good.
It's great.
What about
you?
Did we check in on Friday?
Is that when we checked in?
Don't know. I just was just going off the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great.
What's your issue?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. I was wondering when we last checked in.
How are you going with everything?
Oh, shit ass.
Your ideas are all fine?
Shit ass. I mean, their ideas are great. But the problem is I don't see it as like a...
sustainable.
Well, I haven't made it... So, for instance, last night, it's really late and I still hadn't exercised or meditated. And I had to get those done and I had to food prep.
Well, that's why Sextember is going to be hard because it requires.
I know, it requires
two people
being
to be
in the mood.
Or at least pushing through
the part where you're not in the mood to then do it, because once you get going, it's always fun.
But yeah, I think there's something funny in just being like,
well, it's time.
Yeah, like I have to.
9 p.m.
It's actually an interesting thing where it's like, you know what? Like, yeah, we're making a specific time.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it.
Yeah. Because I tell you what, where there is one learning from that kid thing, if we're ever going to use it as an excuse.
Yeah. Excuse.
Excuse. You're tired. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time when you're tired, you don't feel like having sex. Like there is, you know, when you kind of like insulate, you're kind of in, you're watching something or you just want to be sort of, and it's comfier to be like this. Mm-hmm. Not that sex doesn't feel good because once you start, it is nice, right? It's always, feels great. It's like hard not to feel great, right? Yeah. And so getting past and out of your shell to then engage with someone intimately is hard. So that's where the month would be difficult because there's a lot of time you're
9 p.m.? Is that the time you're locking in?
Oh, no, it's a bit late. Know when I'd to, be very tired.
When not to call.
I'll put it on airplane mode.
Okay, I appreciate it. I mean, the Daily Talk Show, get the hoodies. we did get over 30 people DM and say yes.
Yeah, request one. So,
and so yeah.
We'll be chasing
Pull your fingers out and fucking.
Pull your fingers out.
I've actually screen grabbed all the people who said that they would do it.
Okay, so, apologize.
Not so I can call out, but so I can DM them all individually with the link.
Oh, great.
Good idea?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a bit on, but. Anyway,
we'll make it work. All right, it's a Daily Talk Show. If you've enjoyed the show, screen grab. Also, if you've got any of your own stories, a podcast recommendation, Finding a Unicorn, done by my friend Eliza.
Oh, yeah. Is that about startups?
No. It's about dating. Finding a Unicorn. Can you Google to make sure that that's right? No, it's all about dating, and they did all these it's funny that we talked about sex on today's show because there was a lot of sex stories. Mm. But they're the podcast who had the big apparition media painted sign. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
That's very cool. Anyway.
Awesome.
It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.